Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me. I decided I don't need the box. You can see me fine. Pastor Chuck, Conrad, thank you for inviting me to be a part of today's worship, today's service. It's a special one. I feel that I'm the least qualified to be here, but nonetheless honored to talk about the significance of this day. Veterans Day is about celebrating all of the men and women who have served in the military service. Not only does the United States and America celebrate Veterans Day, but all of our allied countries across the pond celebrate it as well. Veterans Day is a day that people gave up the safety and security of their homes. They left behind families. They left behind friends. They surrendered their personal plans for education, careers, children. They might have been physically, emotionally scarred, and worse, probably both. They go together. And that is why today we honor our veterans. Thank you. I'd like today's message to link together the importance of Christ's basic and deepest fundamental teachings about how to treat one another and how it relates to life in the military. Because in the military, it's all about having a momentum family for right where you're at. We didn't have the luxury of being in patchogue, moving forward every day, year after year. Perhaps we were in Fort Hood, Fort Ord. Perhaps we were drafted and we went to Vietnam, Ed. Some went to Japan, some went to Italy. We gave up those sacrifices. Today's sermon is about family. I want to look at the basic. Did it come up? Did the slide? Okay, there it is. The six functions of a family, a little bit of an education. The purpose of a family is to aid in the addition of new members. It provides physical care. Families provide socialization. Families provide social control. Social control within a social context refers to the many ways in which our behaviors, thoughts, and appearances are regulated by the norms, the rules, and the laws within the structure of a society. The military is a very structured society, and you don't just figure it out. You don't just get it. You need somebody to be there to show you how to function within it. It's effective nurturance, which means morale. It's the morale of the group, of the unity. And it's the production and consumption of goods. Kind of weird. What does that mean? I like to liken it to Pastor Chuck. He is the producer of the word of God. He's giving that word to us. He didn't make the word clearly. God produced it, gave it to Chuck, who is giving it to us, and we're consuming. We're the consumers of his product. In my everyday life, I consume nursing. I'm the producer of nursing. I provide safety to the hospitals and the people in the community. And you are consuming my good for safety. You're learning it, you're teaching it, you're living it. Ed, my water is in the pew. Can I have my water? I left my water. So, it's about family. It's about teaching and giving and being and taking the word of Christ. Thank you. From generation to generation, millions of years ago, teaching us the innateness of being good and moral. And he put it in each community, whether it was the military, whether it's right here in Patchogue, again, whether it was at Fort Hood or Italy or Vietnam. 20-something years ago, I was stationed in El Paso. My home, my family was right here. It was Patchogue. It was these pews. It was my grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, my friends here, a tight-knit group we were. Kind of small, Patchogue, Long Island, not the biggest. And I chose to join. I was making this decision. I needed to do this and go live. And my first duty station was Fort Bliss, El Paso. It's another world. It's a world. It's a different planet. It's a planet. It's definitely a planet. It's not a part of this. 5 miles from the Juarez border, it was like nothing I had experienced. The plane was coming down, and as some of you might know, it's right next to White Sands, New Mexico, and the sand is white. And it was May, and the plane is coming down, and I'm like, it's white. Is that snow? It was kind of still chilly here. I'm like, is it snow? Like, my head was spinning. It's snowing. I'm in El Paso, Texas. What's happening? The sand was white. I had no idea. And I was so alone. And that's El Paso. It's Texas. It's the desert. It wasn't Vietnam. It wasn't being across the world. It was Texas. It was nothing compared to what some of our brothers and sisters, our family in arms, had. El Paso is, Fort Bliss is one of the largest landmass bases. It is 1.5 million acres when you add in White Sands, New Mexico, because it was a joint force. It was air defense, and we had White Sands missile range, so they were a combined unit. So it's the largest landmass. It was really big. And I was so lonely and had to get from point A to point B. And if I didn't have a new family that was forged there, clearly it didn't happen overnight. Families take time. But the people that took me in showed me the way. I didn't know how to function on that base. I didn't know where to eat. I didn't know where the cafeteria, the chow hall was. Sergeant Hernandez, she was the socialization. Come, let's go to the mall. Come, let's go to the grocery store. Where do you get your haircut as a girl on base? She was the maternal piece of it. Everywhere we go, there's a family. You have to have a family. These six needs have to get met everywhere you are in order to function. The addition, the physical, the socialization. I was very thankful for Sergeant Hernandez. I was also thankful for Captain Nava. She was the production of goods. I took in her medical expertise. She was the captain of my unit, and she was an amazing nurse, and we needed her to learn how to be better nurses. Sergeant Mikey, he was a super soldier. He showed me the military way, which even at best was not good for me. But he showed me how to be a soldier. He was tabbed. He was airborne, air assault, EFMB. He was everything every soldier needed to live up to being. And we needed him to see where we were supposed to go. It was this family that made my time there okay. It wasn't only okay, it was good. I learned so much. But I wouldn't have been able to do it without these people who somewhere, at some point, were taught also how to be good and nurturing and giving of themselves. To this day, I thank them. In my playroom, it just flowed, and I didn't get nervous. Fort Hood was big. Fort Bliss was big. Fort Hood was bigger. Population 225,000 military. Not spouses and wives and kids, strictly military manning that base. And then you have the wives and the children creating this huge family, a big family, 225 members strong. You could go anywhere, any corner, and there was a brother and sister who felt your pain of being away, who missed their mom as much as I missed mine. That being said, Thanksgiving rolled around, and Sean and I were together finally at Fort Hood, and gosh, Thanksgiving was the loneliest. Do you know how quick Thanksgiving is over when it's two people and a chicken that's this big that you burnt because you don't know how to cook because you're a kid? Thanksgiving was over in about 45 minutes, and we sat there and we watched football, and I said, gosh, I really miss my family. It's good talking to Sean, but there's nothing that replaces what we have. That sparked, and as I, you know, the years were passing, and that sparked the need to go out and incorporate all of these people that I know were feeling just like me, so lonely, even having Sean at my side, lonely and missing the family and the comfort that family gives you. And we opened our home to single soldiers, and we would have them over on Friday nights, and we would watch TV, and we would go out. And because there's nothing like having a family. That's the sacrifice we gave, and it's okay. I chose that. We all did our time, whether it was half-time, short-time, full-time, we did our time. We sacrificed these things. So it was God who made us good to give of ourselves. Come to my house. You're bored? I'm bored too. Come, let's watch TV. Have dinner with me. Come to the movies. We decided after our next year of Thanksgiving at the Chow Hall, which was wonderful. You could go and sit anywhere, any table you sat at. I don't know you. You're yellow team, come sit next to red team. It was okay because you're still family. I didn't know you. Smith? Hey, Smith. I'm a Kratz. I was a Rubino, but come sit. Let's talk. You were family, not by blood, by choice, because we chose to be here. From there, we worked in soup kitchens on Thanksgiving because we realized that we had a family. Fort Hood was our family. Whether you were at the Chow Hall at Red Team, whether you were at the Chow Hall at Yellow Team, that was your family. So we needed to go out, and we went to the soup kitchens, and we created a family for those people who didn't have family. And God gave that to me. God gave me this home, this family that instilled that in me, and it instilled that in all of us because we're a family. The next duty station, again. Each station has its own culture, its own norms. We were in Arkansas. This station, probably the smallest on the map. It housed 80 active duty soldiers was this post. I went from being a sister and a brother to every person on every corner. We were all linked and interchangeable because we had this unity, to being 80 strong. The family there was a different family. There was only 80 of us. And really there was only 20 because that was a couple different units. 20. I was very thankful for Gary and his family. Those 80 people that housed Fort Chaffee, where was a whole nother society, and I would feel like it's kind of like being a reservist, and I feel the outer people may not really get the world you live in. If it weren't for Gary, we wouldn't have known how the culture of Fort Chaffee worked. Little bitty Fort Chaffee, and our 20 people in our unit. But I needed Gary and his family, because again, it was just us. It was the 20 of us. We had to figure out how to work within Arkansas. Arkansas is not New York. Takes me 20 minutes to get to the beach. I need to backtrack. This is in here. I have to bring this up. Takes me 15 or 10 minutes on a Monday morning to get to the beach. The water is here. The water is everywhere. talk about sacrifice. In El Paso, since 1.5 million acres, the closest body of water was 4 hours away. I drove it. Oh, I drove it because I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Long Islander, and that's what I do. I have to get to the water. And that was my sacrifice, was driving 4 hours on my day off to go swim in the water. But that's what we did. And I had a sister in arm with me because I wasn't making that four-hour drive by myself. Somebody better come with me to the water. We made it. But if I didn't have my family at each post, I would have had nothing. And where did the families come from? They came from other mothers and other grandmothers. Who taught them the way? Because God showed us the way. God made us inherently good, inherently giving and loving, to show to others, to embrace them and welcome them, to pick me up when I was down, physically, emotionally. We've all been there. You didn't have to be a military family, because it started with your personal family. It started with the family right here in Patchogue. Another thing I wanted to bring up was every duty station we went to church. We went to a church there. We were always Methodist. We were active, giving, cutting. I was an MYF leader. I did VBS when we were in Arkansas, actually. As active as we were, I never became a full-fledged member of another church because my family and my heart belonged to Patchogue. I tithed, I gave you my time, I gave you my money, I gave you my heart, but I didn't want to give up my family here in Patchogue. I was far away, not that far, please, it was Texas. It wasn't across the pond. I was far away, and I was lonely, and I had this family, and I needed this family, but I never wanted to give up what God taught me from here, the family that God gave me from Patchogue, Patchogue United Methodist Church, born and raised. That being said, where would we be without our family? Our Patchogue family, my Fort Hood family. We can thank God for that. Thank God and Jesus, who is teaching us. We can thank Pastor Chuck, because he is producing this good that I'm consuming, and I'm trying to be more like him. Him. It's a work. It's a work in progress. In summation, we forged military families. We forged friendships. We have created bonds like no other bond. You may not be a part of my family now, but I wouldn't be here if you weren't a part of my family then. Because of living the basic principles that Jesus has taught us, created all that we are, created the families that we need. Because you can't get by without a family, a friend. A friend is family. What is a family but a friend? Not blood of my blood. Be kind. Be loving. Be gentle. Be giving. This is what Jesus teaches us. That's it. It's pretty simple. And that's what made living these places, sacrificing what we sacrificed, okay. It made it okay. You got through Vietnam because your brothers were with you in your foxhole, picking you up literally, physically, emotionally. Because of that, we thank you, God.